"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Hey, welcome, everybody. Friday, 5 o'clock, we'll have a chance to talk to Rick Caruso, who is one of the leading candidates to be the next mayor of Los Angeles. Vote is, of course, 1 week from today, although early voting started. You know, for the first time that I can remember, the place that I normally vote at is now an early voting center. I've never seen that before. Usually, it's only open on election day, but maybe they opened up more of them. So I walked past it today, and there was nobody there. There was two attendants outside with nothing to do. There was nobody voting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's
just not a big turnout.
The turnout's really low so far.
Yeah. A lot of our listeners are interested in this stuff, but in the real world, these kinds of votes don't play very big.
This is the battle we have, is because most of the real world doesn't pay attention to this stuff. And you could have a small activist group get some really wacky, destructive candidates in, and that's how Gascon got in.
Yeah, I guess there's a couple of those Democrat socialists running for city council,
yeah.
Isn't there in L.A.?
Yeah.
Supposedly Gil Cedillo's in trouble against one of them.
Gil Cedillo comes from a largely immigrant district. His district has some of the smallest turnout numbers in the whole city.
Yes,
so it's not hard if you want to organize, a couple of thousand people online over some whack job issue like defund the police and get them to go and vote, then you can change things in that district.
That was like the breaking news Friday that I mentioned, that the city council wants to buy an apartment building in Cedillo's district. And I think that's to help him out because his opponent is one of these rent-free women. Rent-free. Everybody should have the free housing. It's kind of that extreme. But she's been pushing for this, and maybe they're making this move to try to help Cedillo. Because supposedly this building, the tenants are complaining the rent's too high and they're going to get evicted and all that stuff.
Yeah, the inside word is he might be in trouble. This whack this job.
Another Nithya Raman, right?
Yeah. And they figured out how to do it. The internet and social media is the key to this. And you don't even have to spend a lot of money. But if they have the money, they get it from these bizarro tech billionaires.
No.
Like I was reading the other day about Reed Hastings' wife again, I think is financing some of these destructive candidates.
Yeah, she's a Gascon fan.
In fact, well, it might have been the Cedillo opponent. Yeah, yeah, she is. She brought us Gascon. I mean, I don't know. You know, and God knows how they live, right? You imagine the Netflix CEO salary?
Right.
Can you imagine?
Protected, but, secluded, exactly.
All the unwashed riffraff down below have to deal with all kinds of violent crime and homelessness. And
these people have just the right position in life to be able to decide and to judge what's wrong with society. Exactly. Completely the opposite. All right, so we move now to the mass shooting that occurred a week ago in Uvalde, Texas at Robb Elementary School. 19 students were shot to death by this gunman, two teachers, 21 dead in total. There's quite a few updates today. In fact, we're going to get to the breaking one in a moment. But as I said, did Deborah Wark leave the room?
No. Mm-hmm.
No, she can take it, right?
I can take anything.
All right, she's geared up.
Well, there is a disturbing new video that's been obtained by the New York Post, and it shows the shooter, Salvador Ramos, grinning as he holds up a bag of blood-soaked dead cats.
Oh, my God.
The deranged gunman is seen smiling in the undated footage while sitting in the passenger seat of a pal's car, holding up a clear plastic bag with at least two bloodied cats visible inside.
How many...
The shooter was known for hurting cats, according to David Trevino Jr., who's related to the shooter's grandmother by marriage.
Known for hurting cats. Can you imagine
that? He liked
that?
Hurting animals. I'm told he killed the cats, carried around the bag of bodies for bleeps and giggles.
Oh, my. What?
He's carrying around.
And it's see-through, Deborah. It was a see-through bag.
That's... So I don't even know what to say.
They blurred it out in the imaging here, but you can see it's kind of bloody.
Where is
this
in the New York Post?
John, why do you want to see that?
Yeah, the story's in your pile, is it not, John?
The story is, but the video.
Oh, the video.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yes, I did look at the video. It's only like 30 seconds, and they blurred out the.
Well, the thing is,
the contents of the bag.
It's only a town of 16,000 people, so he was known for abusing cats, killing cats, waving dead cats in the air, and the whole town didn't have him locked up and taken away. I really don't understand it. How can somebody, in fact, there's one article today that goes through just all the warning signs that he'd exhibited for years and years. It seems anybody who came in contact with him would have known that he was a violent psycho. So this whole shooting shouldn't have been that shocking, or at least not that shocking that he did it.
Jaime Arellano told the Daily Beast that Ramos would go to the park and try to pick on people, and he loved hurting animals. He witnessed Ramos brutally attacking a dog once.
Oh.
He would try and call people names and start fights. I remember there was one time we saw him beating a little dog senseless. Wow. Another, related, his name is Ivan Arellano, said when in an interview with a local news station, he said, I don't see this covered. I'm going to put it out there. He would hurt animals. He was not a good person. He said that Ramos would become upset when his attempts to aggravate individuals didn't work. And he said, this guy was not a boy. He was not bullied. He would try to pick on people and fail. It would aggravate him. A lot of people who knew him knew he wasn't mentally healthy.
So the whole town watched him grow up to be a full-blown psychotic. And then the final scene... He shoots 21 people to death. And so they watched him develop, and nobody did anything?
Well, listen to this. The parent of another Uvalde student said, sure, we have some therapists here locally, but they aren't really qualified to handle something like this guy. This school never has enough money to really do all the things they need to do. This is not a wealthy community.
Therapists? What would therapists have done? You can't therapy your way out of that kind of psychosis. He should have been put in a mental hospital. He needed to be drugged up and locked up. That's the only way you deal with a guy like that. I'm going to say this 1,000 times. These guys you can see coming for years, but people are so afraid to judge and so fearful of taking action, so afraid of being wrong, and in a lot of cases uncaring. Everybody cares after you have all the dead bodies on the floor. Then everybody cares. Then it's time to do vigils and candles and thoughts and prayers and GoFundMe pages. But when he's waving a bag of bloody dead cats in the air, nothing, huh? No reaction. It's a human failing. Something about the way we're wired.
Now, another development this afternoon, and this will be what we'll be talking in more depth about next, is that the Uvalde Police Department and the Uvalde School District are no longer cooperating with the Texas Department of Public Safety investigation into the shooting. What does that tell you? So they've lawyered up, which is something I suspect they're doing.
Well, yeah, because we're, you know why? Because of this, that story you just went through. And there's probably 1,000 other stories like this. This guy was psycho every day of his life, which means people had reported stuff to the school, and they had complained, they had seen things, they had heard things. Parents, their kids came home with stories. The kids were victims of what this guy was doing. And there's probably a file from here to the ceiling on this kid. And
Further, though, I think it's got even more to do with the lack of police response. Now I heard it was over an hour that the gunman was in the classroom with the kids. And we're going to talk about this video that surfaced in the news today, that the video is playing audio from a police dispatcher saying, "We're getting calls from inside the classroom, 8 or 9 kids." In other words, it's proof that the cops heard it on the scene. No response for an hour.
But once they filed the lawsuit, they're going to dig into the whole past. What did they know? Not only the incompetence of that day, but the incompetence of
You might be right. They might find out.
Oh, they will. They will. Just
things about Ramos that they didn't do anything about.
Yeah. Yeah, just starting with that list.
All right. When we come back, we'll talk about this Uvalde School District Police Chief. He was supposed to be sworn in today on the local city council, but that's not going to happen. And, of course, this new development that his school district police and even the Uvalde Police Department has lawyered up. They're not going to cooperate with any investigation by the state. More coming up.
It's a very dark story we're going to hear out of that school. John and Ken, KFI. I found another story about Salvador Ramos's behavior and how long he'd been acting violently and psychotically. Here's a quick list. One of his former friends said he had slashed his own face, would drive around with another friend at night and shoot at random people with a BB gun. They would egg people's cars. He boasted about torturing animals. There is a social media platform called Yubo, and somebody there described to ABC how the shooter would publicize the animal abuse and would put the cats in plastic bags, suspend them inside, throw them on the ground, and throw them at people's homes. He also would tell girls that he would rape them. He would show off a rifle he bought. He threatened to shoot up schools in live streams. The shooter got
in about... Is this what every young guy does?
Yeah. Yeah, everybody did. I did this, right? You did.
Yeah. How you spend your days.
He got into about five fist fights in middle school and junior high, and he once said he wanted to join the Marines one day so he could kill people. What else do you need? Two paragraphs. Should have locked him up in a mental institution. Oh, wow. We're shocked. He's been talking for years on live streams about shooting up a school. And look at that. He shot up a school. Who would have thought? I don't know what to tell people. It's really horrible and tragic. And people's lives are destroyed now because their sons and daughters are killed. But really, what is everybody in the town doing?
Yeah, maybe this will lead to a flood of reaction to the other side, where we're just grabbing all these kids, rounding them up, and putting them into some place.
If you ignore them, some of them are going to commit a massacre. So it's your choice. Either collectively take action on these kids, whether they're just joking around, whether they're disturbed but they're all talk, or whether they actually carry it out. You could spend all the time you want trying to figure that out. But you have to figure it out. You have to take the action.
And I'm not buying the mentally ill thing. This is just evil. Everything you just read tells me that's an evil person. Some people are just evil. We have to accept the fact.
Well, you can't.
And as you like to say, they probably can't be fixed.
Yeah, They can't be fixed. That's the psychotic part of it. And that's why that has to be locked up for good. Locked up for good just for having the thoughts, for taking those actions. If you're swinging dead cats around, yeah, you got to go away.
Anybody that hurts animals, defenseless animals, there's something very wrong, and that should definitely be the first red flag.
Because eventually, what these people do is they kill other defenseless people, like little kids in the fourth grade. He's 18. How old are they? 9? They're the equivalent of the cats he was killing. They can't fight back against him and his rifle. So he's been doing this all his life in front of people, well known. The story spread. He does it publicly, live streams it on social media. I don't know what else you need to look for. If you don't want to take action when that's in your face, then there you go. You're going to have a massacre in your town.
Well, the other person that's going to face a lot of scrutiny because the shooter's dead is the police chief of the school district in Uvalde, Texas. His name is Pedro Pete Arredondo. First thing is, he was supposed to be sworn in to the city council today. They're not going to have their city council meeting because they're dealing with funerals. So that's been put off. But he will get that post eventually because he was duly elected. So eventually he'll move on as head of the school district to become the city council member in Uvalde.
Well, yeah, he ought to have the good sense to resign right now.
Yeah, he could be in a lot of trouble. Video obtained by ABC News, taken outside the elementary school as the massacre was unfolding, does appear to capture a 911 dispatcher alerting officers on the scene that they're getting calls from children who are alive inside the classroom. We have about 16 seconds of this audio.
Is there anybody inside of the building?
Tyler is advising he is in the room full of victims at this moment. 8 to 9 children.
There you go. So child is advising he's in the room full of victims at this moment. Is anybody inside the building at this? I believe they said time. Minutes later, the dispatcher says 8 to 9 children. So apparently that video was unearthed over the weekend that somebody had, and they got it. They sent it to ABC News to show you that they knew that they were dealing with living people. This was not a situation where all the shooting's done. He's killed everyone he's going to kill. Right. Now he's in there alone, so let's just wait him out. No.
Do you see how the storyline is one of inaction? Inaction while this kid was growing up and threatening to kill people and actually killing cats, and nobody did anything. And then he's in the middle of shooting people, and the kids are dying on the floor there, and still nobody's taking action. You got dozens of police officers and a police chief, and nobody's actually getting in the room. It's like every adult is in a coma, is hypnotized for 18 years.
77 minutes it took before they finally broke into the room.
There, I saw a story, and I don't know what became of this story, that they didn't know if the police chief had a radio on him. Because you think they'd immediately radio that information to him, and then he would have definitely ordered everybody into the classroom now if there's 8 or 9 kids lying on the floor still alive. This guide of failure is so astounding, involving so many people and really over a long period of time.
Apparently this Arredondo character has a 30-year career in law enforcement, but he only took over the job as head of the police for the school district in 2020. And one sympathetic woman says he just didn't have the experience to deal with this. They were doing drills, though. The school police department did do some mass shooter drills.
How much experience do you need to storm a classroom when there's a guy shooting little kids? The parents are ready to go in. The parents don't have experience with this, but they said, hey, give us the guns and give us your vests. We'll go in there.
Yeah, here's a quote that you would have made. Juan Torres is a U.S. Army veteran, said he heard about the delayed response. You sign up to respond to these kind of situations. If you're scared, then don't be a police officer. Go flip burgers.
Yeah. Well, he's right. There's no excuse for this. There's no excuse. There's no analysis here. I don't know if he's stupid as a rock or he was scared. I don't know. But there's something wrong with the adults in that town. They had a cancer growing visibly. You know, it's like you have a 6-pound tumor growing out of your forehead, and you don't do anything about it.
So now the U.S. Justice Department is reviewing the law enforcement response. I'm not sure what that really means in terms of what action that they might take, but they call it a critical incident review of the law enforcement response to the mass shooting in Texas.
It's going
to
be a lot of paperwork.
It will be in hearings, right?
It's not going to bring back the 20 kids. They're going to have a bunch of lawsuits and a lot of settlements and some insurance company.
Massive lawsuits.
Yeah, the insurance company is going to spend millions and millions of dollars. And everybody will still be without their sons and daughters. I mean, the whole thing is just awful. But right, you know what? This one, you could see a mile coming if you were in Uvalde. And I just can't wait to hear about all these horrific stories. We've got just a little taste of it. This kid was acting psycho every day of his life. Nice parents, too. Jesus.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Well, it continues to happen. That would be mobs of robbers walking into stores, smashing. A lot of times it's jewelry stores. The story we're about to do, though, was it's a beauty product store called Sephora. I'm sure Deborah Mark's familiar with Sephora.
Actually, I went over the weekend.
You did not to Cerritos, though, did you?
No.
The Cerritos Mall?
You probably have a room there, don't you?
I love Sephora.
It's all just beauty products,
yeah.
Makeup, and...
Yeah, they have hair products. Yeah. A lot of stuff.
It's good. You can go in there and get to act like a real girl. Huh? You stare
so
in the mirror
fun.
And...
I like that and that. I want to try that. I'm going to buy that.
It's an incredible amount of cosmetics, which I find overwhelming and confusing. Because there's
many... Well, you don't wear makeup, so
no,
of course
I don't,
it would be confusing
but,
to you.
But all the different shades and all the different companies, I don't know how anybody could figure out what to...
Well, I go in and I say, I want clean products. So that narrows it down.
Oh,
to
vegan.
Only,
yep,
that's right.
Vegan
right.
And
I didn't think
none
that's
of
what
the,
it's called,
none of the crap.
Clean?
Yeah, well, at Sephora, they have what's called clean products. No, none of the, you know, sulfates and all the junk.
That's
not
a catchy
tested
word,
on
because...
animals.
Yeah, wouldn't most people like clean products, but I see it means...
Well, a lot of the high-end products are tested on animals, yeah. And they have a lot of the junk in there that, you know, it's not good for you, but costs a lot of money.
And people find your vegan cosmetics to be just as good as the real stuff, or...?
Yeah, there's quite a few of those types of companies.
Yeah, it's made out of broccoli and asparagus. So.
Well, it smells good, too.
You look kind of green.
I do.
Yeah.
You walk into like any department store and it's the first thing you see is the whole cosmetics area because they put it right there because they make a lot of money on that. And the smell is just overwhelming between like the perfumes and I don't know, whatever they're opening up, the makeup kits. Oh my God, it's just like my eyes start to water as I run through there.
Yeah. I love the smell.
It's strange territory.
Just be careful though if you sit down for a little... makeup session and they use lipstick that had somebody's herpes on it. Just be careful. But remember
no.
That's happened in a
yes,
few lawsuits?
Yes, I know. No, I know. I watch them when I have done it and I haven't done it probably
You've
since
had
the pandemic.
Oh, you've sat in the chair and been made up? Yeah.
Well, yeah, because, you know, sometimes you need a little help or you're not exactly sure.
I'm
what...
so pretty.
Thank you, Ken.
I can hear you singing as you sit there. Get
me
a mirror.
I thought you were just saying I'm so pretty.
No, it's you in the chair as you're getting your makeup applied.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
Well, the story that's not fun is at this Cerritos Mall in a Sephora store. I saw a story where this is not the first time it's happened. Three shoplifters came in there with big bags and they ransacked the shelves and calmly walked away. This is 8:50 on Saturday night. There were obviously other people in the store and one of them is Jessica Ortiz, who, look at that. She posts makeup tutorials on TikTok, Deborah Mark. That sounds like that could be another little gig for you.
I'm not great at doing makeup, unfortunately, so I wouldn't be a good candidate for that.
Let's play the first clip where she talks about what she's seeing, which is these robbers.
I witnessed a robbery at Sephora. Literally, what is my life? So an employee was helping me look for a concealer. His name was Angel, by the way. So we were looking at the Rare Beauty concealers. So I'm starting to look at the concealers and I hear a loud bang. I'm just like, what the heck? So I look to my right and it's three people just taking stuff off the shelves. I was like, what? I looked at like the person that was helping me and he's like, and I'm like, So I like went in my purse and I like took my phone out to start recording. I don't know why, but I just did. I don't know, for evidence or whatever.
Run for your life.
So after a few seconds, like all the employees started kind of like crowding like where I was and making sure everyone was okay. And there's like nothing we could do. I don't know if people called security or what happened, but they were just taking and taking. And like the manager and another like lady that was there was just like, I don't know what they were saying. I don't even know what was going on. But everything you saw in the video is basically what I saw. I don't know what happened next, but from the way it was looking, the employees were looking to the right, so I'm assuming they went that way. But it's not easy to get out of that mall. So if you know Cerritos Mall, you leave Sephora, there's like five stores, and then you gotta go through like the Forever 21, which is like kind of like a Trek 2.
Like.
Or they went out through like the movie theater, which is kind of far. So I don't know if they got caught or what. But the Sephora employees were like super duper nice and like making sure everyone was okay. But I feel like there wasn't even like customers in there. I feel like it was
not just nice, but super duper nice.
But
like very
nice. Anyways, we went back to normal and I
like very super duper very nice.
It's not cute and it's really not worth it.
Okay.
After a while with people, and I'm sure this lady, I mean, she did a nice job documenting what happened, but all you hear is like.
Uh-huh.
And it just starts to throw me off.
Once you notice it, that's all you hear.
That's all you hear, exactly.
And then you notice all the weird verbal tics, like super duper nice.
And like you always imitate, her voice goes up sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Up and
down.
I didn't
know what's going
up
on.
Up and down.
She was doing it all while putting on makeup and doing a full tutorial. I had to cut all of that out.
Oh, so she was recording this and commenting on it while doing a tutorial.
Yeah, doing a tutorial, putting on the makeup she bought after the whole thing went down.
Deborah, is this stuff expensive? Concealer? What is that?
Well, it depends on the brand. A concealer is, you know, if you have red spots on your face or a little acne, you use concealer to conceal.
Right.
Oh, wow.
But would you say...
Thanks for that.
Like a concealer conceals. Yes, a concealer conceals, yes. Like totally.
It was apparently two men and one woman, but they're all in hoodies. You can't really make out much, even like genders are hard, as they just sweep up the products into these big garbage bags, those big plastic garbage bags. What is some of this worth a lot is what I'm asking you?
Yes, makeup can be very expensive. I mean, you know, $40, $50, $30. So depending on how much they took, yeah, it can be quite an expensive haul.
And then they go online and peddle it or...
Stand
on a street corner with a little suitcase full of, would you like some makeup?
I've got your concealer.
Would you like some concealer?
Yeah.
Some mascara?
I think they sell it online. They probably
absolutely.
Go on eBay.
Some eyeliner, some lip gloss.
It is expensive. I mean, it's way more expensive, those products, than if you're going to a drugstore and just getting, you know, drugstore products. That's for sure.
Now, do you make yourself up to come to the station every day, or is this just special occasions?
I always wear makeup.
Oh, okay. How long does it take you?
5 minutes. I slap it on. That's why I said I couldn't do a tutorial on TikTok because I'm not a professional.
Some people take an hour.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. And it shows, I know, clearly. But...
Oh, is today a five-minute day?
Maybe 7 minutes.
We've had TV makeup applied. That was no fun.
That's a half an hour.
Oh, yeah. When I've done TV, yeah, it takes a long time.
That alone will keep you out of television.
Hair and
makeup. I tell you, more and more in this high-def era, I look at some people on TV and I can see the cakey makeup.
Well, you know what?
It just gets picked up by the
more. High definition is really distorting. Because the camera can see things that the human eye can't. And you see a lot of detail on a high-definition camera that ordinarily you wouldn't notice in person.
Yeah.
It's like some kind of a microscope.
Well, they do have high-def makeup.
Yeah. Well, that's thick.
Oh, they do.
Yes, they do.
You got to get like a paint trowel for that.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI, and Deborah Mark live in the 20. That's the longest we've ever discussed makeup.
Oh, I can go on and on. I love makeup.
I know, I can see that.
Sure enough, we'll be talking next hour about a move that the LA City Council made to ban where homeless encampments cannot be. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Dippity Doo testing positive for COVID-19. Ah. And.
Don't tempt me.
Another useless climate agreement he signed with another country.
That one's funny.
That one's very funny.
That one's a good laugh.
We're sorry to report this, but it looks like after a second day of deliberations, no verdict in the Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard defamation trial. Jury went home. Seven-person civil jury in Virginia, this is. And I think they asked a question or two today, but they left without a verdict. So the thinking is that they might be really stuck.
I don't know how you would sort that case out.
Yeah, I know.
They were both so crazy. I mean, clearly, both of them abused the crap out of each other.
It really centers around that Washington Post editorial she wrote in 2018. That's what they asked to see today. And they were asking about the headline where she declared herself a public figure representing domestic abuse. So, you know, he took that to mean, oh, really?
She never,
I'm a wife beater, huh?
She never mentioned him, though.
Well, who else could it be?
Right, but that's
she's just come out of that marriage.
That's the lawyer argument, though. He's suing for defamation. How can you be defamed if your name was never mentioned?
Well, as you've mentioned before, she has filed a $100 million counterclaim. His suit is $50 million, but that's what they're deciding right now. So this story from North Carolina tells you that sometimes there just is not enough money. A North Carolina man won a $10 million lottery prize in 2017. Think about that. Just 5 years ago. And it was a scratcher. He just got life in prison without parole. He killed his girlfriend in 2020. $10 million could not do good enough for this man.
You know, he took the lump sum payout. That was only $4 million after taxes.
But $4 million if you live in suburban North Carolina.
Yeah.
That only gets you more than 5 years of happiness.
You'd think. But he went out of his way, though. I think he had a wife at the time, yeah. He had a wife at the time. He worked as a nuclear power plant worker, and he ended up with this 23-year-old girlfriend, and he found her texting other men while they were at the hotel together.
Yes.
And he shot her in the back of the head.
She was reported missing on July 20th of 2020, then found dead in the hotel with a gunshot wound to the back of the head. Surveillance footage revealed that he was the only person in the room with her. He eventually did confess to shooting her after she had been texting with other men.
See, originally...
So you're cheating on your wife and you're mad at a woman that's texting other men in a hotel room while she's with you?
That's right.
See, a lot of men do have that double standard. It just seems that way more than the other way around.
Oh, absolutely.
I can cheat on my wife. I can have many different lovers, but if you dare do that.
And he had claimed.
If you do not remain exclusive to me as one of my five lovers.
He claimed when he won the money that he was going to use some of it to help his wife's business.
Oh, he did?
He presented himself as, you know, the wonderful husband, and I'm going to spend some of this money on my wife's business.
Did he? We don't know.
I don't know, but...
he said he wanted to pay off bills and help his wife's business.
Then he ran off to the hotel with the 23-year-old, and what do you think she was interested in?
Yeah, by the way, he's 54.
Right.
He's 50. Yeah, she wanted some of the millions.
Right, exactly. You don't bed down with a 54-year-old guy when you're 23 unless you want his money.
I'm sure he invested it well, so it's going to have big payoffs into the future.
Yeah, right. He didn't squander anything, did he?
That's the sad part about people that probably buy scratchers. Even if they win big, they're not going to spend the money in the most sensible way.
No, do you read those stories all the time?
It reminds me of all the stimulus money we paid out.
Yeah, exactly.
Think about where that went. No. Vegas.
There's
right?
a reason people are broke, all right? There's a reason a lot of trashy people are broke. You can give them all the money you want, but they're still the same trashy goof at the end of the day. And they're going to blow the money.
Yeah, they're going to blow a lot of the money.
Yeah, and a lot of them are stupid and violent, and you give them $5 million, and they're still stupid and violent, like this guy.
All right, when we come back after the news, the L.A. City Council made a move today to amend the law so that homeless encampments cannot be in certain areas of the city, and they have added schools and daycare facilities cannot be within 500 feet.
Took them years.
I thought that was already in there. I must have not really been paying attention to all their dopey ordinances, but remember they passed one last year. Well, there's one they passed last year, which gives each council person a list of places that they can bring up that they want the encampment cleared out because it's too close to certain things.
There's so many ideas, and I can't keep track of what the law was. I mean, really, they've had a lot of these. Instead of just getting rid of the encampments, they've created all these complicated rules.
Exactly right.
About where
hurdles you have to go through. All right, we got that and more coming up.
John and Ken show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.